is on. It's a good day to get gone. We've always wondered what's down that highway. I swear I hear it. It's calling our names. We put off leaving too long.
It's 7 after the hour, Doug Steffens Good Day program. You notice how my voice lightens up when the young and beautiful Jennifer Horn is with me on the program. We're going to go through, as usual, the most important stories of the day today. And this is the 10th anniversary, Jennifer, of our going into the war in Iraq. 4,482 lives later. And those are the ones who were killed directly in battle. Doesn't speak to the thousands of other men and women who have died as a result of their injuries there. We spent over $1 trillion, and one wonders whether it was a mistake. That's the conversation today. Which side of the issue would you be down on? Are you one who thinks we did the right thing or the wrong thing, or do you not know?
I think we did the right thing with an asterisk.
All right, what's the asterisk?
I think we did the right thing. I think we thought we did the right thing at the time.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
You think we, who's we?
Well, all of us, our country.
I didn't think we did the right thing. I only supported the war after I went over there and saw what we had done in terms of making a mess and what we had to do to try to fix it. I never thought we... there's something about body language. Maybe doing this for as long as I have, there's a certain cynicism that comes with watching politicians and their body language and watching facial expressions and understanding what people say. Those of you who like George Bush and Jennifer's one of them. This is a way for you to look at his legacy and see that there's zero there. Because there isn't anyone, regardless of where you felt we needed to go at the time based on what he told us and what wasn't true. But then, I mean, there have been countless stories.
Saddam Hussein could have said, hey, dude, I don't have any weapons of mass destruction. But he let us believe he did.
That's not even the point. There's a look up, do a Google search on this former CIA local, the director of the Middle East for the CIA. Apparently, they had four Air Force jets that were on their way. There they are now, as a matter of fact. That were on their way to a location where CIA intelligence had found that Saddam Hussein's family was in this one house, and they were waiting the approval from the president to blow up his house, and they didn't get it. This could have gotten rid of Saddam and his family in one blow. It seemed to me there were other attempts later on to blow him up. But you've heard me tell the story about a friend of mine who the first woman in the Air Force to fly a U-2. A U-2? Yeah, they were U-2s. 100,000 feet over the deserts of the Middle East. Her job was to follow Saddam Hussein every day during the daylight. She was up in a plane 10 to 12 hours a day, and they had such great intelligence based on what the U-2, this is amazing. The other side of all of the stuff, whether you like or didn't like the Iraq war, and whether you like or don't like the military, in essence, what really is testimony to what we can do if we want to is the technology that allowed us to see Saddam Hussein's car and his license plate from 100,000 feet in the air, which is over twice as high as most airplanes fly. And that's what these U-2s did. This woman watched Saddam Hussein, any movement, every movement, she knew and reported back where he was. Whenever he was outside of whatever building he'd been in, they were able to track him. So they could have knocked him out at any time. And that's the thing, when you get down to the cynicism, to the brass tacks of all of this, and you see that we spent $1 trillion, wasted thousands of lives for nothing, when you could have taken out, I guess I'd rather they be honest and tell us that it has nothing to do with anything except paying off their political supporters, because that's all this was. George Bush getting paid or paying back the people that helped get him elected. And I think that's really kind of what the bottom line is here. You may or may not agree. Help yourself to 888-302-3684, facebook.com/Good Day Show, email to Doug at DougStephan.com or Jennifer at DougStephan.com, and we will certainly repeat as much as we can of what it is that you send our way. We certainly have lots to talk about today, the Bloomberg tobacco thing, and the beginning of spring is upon us, which is something really to celebrate.
It's springtime for Hitler and Germany.
Our poll today at DougStephan.com, as spring starts this afternoon, tomorrow's the first full day of spring. What is your favorite thing about spring? I came back to the East Coast yesterday to another snowstorm, but it'll go away. The good thing about springtime is that it'll go away fast. So what's your favorite thing about spring? Weigh in at DougStephan.com, our poll. A, it starts staying light later. B, the weather is getting warmer. C, flowers are blooming and the birds are singing. D, the baseball season is about to start. First game, I think, is the first Tuesday in April, which will be the second. The last piece of our springtime connection, Jennifer, is I don't like spring.
What?
I'm not saying that. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that's one of the poll. The poll offerings are: it starts staying light later. The weather's getting warmer. Flowers are blooming. Baseball season's starting.
Bring on the winter.
I don't like spring. Right? Exactly. Help yourself to.
My allergies don't like spring, but I do. Oh, it's beautiful this time of year.
I know, and the allergies are starting with me. Well, I actually start with that fuchsia, which seems to be all over L.A. This comes out in February, and the smells are so wonderful. I go out with Charlotte to take a walk with her in the morning, and it's dark still, and just walking out and getting that stuff in your face is a wonderful way to start a springtime. We're in February. It's still winter in Los Angeles, but I already miss it. I got to go back for a couple of days next week, but I'm, for the most part, now back on the farm, and when I think about how pleasant and wonderful it is out there, and my children keep saying to me, Dad, why don't you move to California?
I looked at the 10-day forecast, 73 for the next 10 days.
The weather wasn't great the last 4 or 5 days.
It was
beach,
for
anyway.
Me,
but out where you are, it was great. Yep. Speaking of things that are great, take a look. Go to DougStephan.com. Look at the pictures of the people that are on this program. Jennifer, for example, when she smiles, you see those beautiful, brilliant teeth of hers.
She's just smiling to show you.
Oh, thank you. There it is. Mine are much better. They weren't bad before because I don't smoke and I don't drink and there's no coffee in my life. So my teeth through the years have been pretty good. But Meredith said, you know what? You get a little yellow here and you ought to work on that. So I did. I've tried, and I actually admit to using other toothpaste from time to time, and the whitening strips, that sort of thing. I never stuck one of those trays in my mouth, though, to try to whiten my mouth, my teeth that way. Oof, bad stuff. But I know that thousands of you, maybe more than thousands, tens of thousands of you, would like to have a nice white set of teeth, a nice smile, an engaging smile, as you go into business interviews or you meet with friends or whatever. So here's the way to do it. People will be asking, what'd you do to your teeth? Or they'll say, something's different about your mouth. What's the story? And you can tell them about Power Swabs, the first tooth whitening system that lifts the stains, literally lifts the stains right off your teeth. 5 minutes. Give it 5 minutes, and you'll see the difference. If you do it every day for a week, your teeth will be 6 shades whiter than they are right now. So do something about it right now. Call this number right now. 800-865-7602. That's 800-865-7602. And mention Doug Stephan, you'll get 50% off the retail price of Power Swabs. Clean up your teeth. Show off your teeth. Smile more. Try Power Swabs risk-free. Use it for 90 days. If it hasn't done what they promise, you get your money back. And you're buying it at half price, too. Mention Doug at 800-865-7602.
Hey, are you all set for your fishing trip?
Mm-hmm.
Did you pack the beer? Wait, that's some Twisted Tea I see in the back of the car.
Come on, Twisted Tea.
Yeah, I can see why. Twisted Tea, realized tea taste with a K?
I don't know. One of the guys must have snuck it in there.
Oh, come on. I bet you're craving the realized tea taste of Twisted Tea.
I know.
It's so refreshing.
It is.
It's so smooth.
It's pretty smooth.
But if you want me to take it out.
Hold on to it. We might have one or several.
Twisted Tea. Realize tea taste is a kick.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Drink responsibly.
At TurboTax, we know your paycheck is more than a number. It's juggling school and work.
It's paying my dues on the job.
And it's pulling all-nighters when I need to. You work hard to earn your money, and we want to help you stretch every dollar. That's why TurboTax lets you file your simple federal return for free. It's free to prepare, print, e-file, and you can even chat with a tax expert. TurboTax, the power to keep what's yours. Get the federal free edition at TurboTax.com. Live tax help service is subject to availability, restrictions, and change without notice. See TurboTax.com for details.
If you need to lose weight and would like to get paid to do so, that's right. I said get paid to lose weight. Just listen to the following announcement. The makers of Extreme Green Coffee Weight Loss are looking for real testimonials from real people and will pay you per pound to meet or exceed your weight loss goal. Until now, the secrets of green coffee's fat-burning power has been limited. But thanks to a prominent TV talk show doctor featuring the green coffee bean as a miracle fat burner, the secret is out. And now Extreme Green Coffee is available in convenient, easy-to-take drops. There are no expensive meals to buy or strenuous workouts to commit to. Simply take an Extreme Green Coffee Bean extract before each meal and record your progress. Only the first 200 callers are guaranteed to be accepted into the program. So if you're serious about losing extra weight and want to earn extra money for fitting into your skinny jeans again, call now.
Call 888-990-0215. 888-990-0215. Space is limited, so hurry and secure your spot today. 888-990-0215. Some conditions apply. 888-990-0215.
Okay, 18 after the hour, Doug Steffens. Good day, Brad. I can do this fast, too. Like this, huh? Ken Kessler's here on Saturday. So, Kenny, who's following our Facebook and Twitter social media stuff, Iraq and whether or not we did the right thing, what sort of trending conversation do you have there?
Let's see. Troy says he supports all the soldiers.
What does that got to do with the war? People say that all the time. I get it. I support the soldiers, too. But does that say you blindly say, yeah, that's good. Send them here. Send them there. What does that mean?
Well, he says he supports the soldiers, but will never support the government for why we are there.
Okay, good.
Send them all home now.
Right. That's a comment about Afghanistan, right? Or anything else. Which, again, brings us around to, we went to Afghanistan first because that's where bin Laden was. Saddam Hussein never had any terrorists in Iraq. There was no al-Qaeda
in
Iraq.
Well, there was
no, there wasn't.
Here's the thing. We were trying to figure out where these people were. We were trying to draw them out. This was more of a gang war than a typical war with another country or regime that was in another country.
We went into Iraq for one reason and one reason only. Well, actually two reasons. Because Daddy Bush didn't get Saddam and Boy Bush wanted to, and because there was a lot of oil, and there still is. That was the real...
Believe the oil. I really don't believe the Daddy Bush thing.
Really?
I really don't. I don't know. I think that's somebody that doesn't like George W. says a lot.
Well, okay, that would be me.
I know. So winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Thank you for being so observant, Jennifer. It's always appreciated. Jennifer and Ken and Doug at 20 after the hour on Good Day.
At TurboTax, we know your paycheck is more than a number.
It's tutoring my students after school.
It's staying late at the office.
And it's grading papers on weekends.
You work hard to earn your money, and we're here to help you keep more of it. TurboTax is a personalized interview that helps you get deductions and credits specific to you, from school supplies to continuing education credits, so you get back every penny you deserve. TurboTax, the power to keep what's yours. Try it free at TurboTax.com.
Discover card.
So that's it. I lost my job.
My days of coaching football are over.
Well, that's tough, but you will bounce back. You've got our new Ed card, so we'll lower your interest rate, lower your monthly payment, or find another way to help.
You'd do that for me?
Of course. You are a champion. Now, who are you?
A champion.
No, come on. Who are you?
A champion.
Who are you?
I'm a champion.
No, seriously, I need your name.
Oh, it's Steve.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Job loss support. Get the new Ed card at discover.com.
Gardner. farmers. Here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables, and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Something this afternoon, at least on the East Coast, and spreads around. And so we're asking you to tell us about your favorite thing with regard to spring in our poll, and I'm sure it will be reflected at things that you may want to send our way on Facebook and Twitter. Also, during the Wednesday program, actually Monday through Friday here at this time, there are always a few smiles courtesy of the late-night jokesters on television, starting with Jay Leno.
Well, the United States Senate is now fighting to keep open the Senate barbershop. They're trying to keep it open. It loses $350,000 a year. It's losing $350,000 a year. You know what that makes it? The most successful government program ever. It's only losing $350,000 a year. Well, the senators are fighting for it. They say they need their own barbershop because of the unusual hours they work. And believe me, any hours they work, that's unusual. Yeah. Well, listen to this. The island nation of Cyprus is now considering a 10% tax on every individual saving account in that country. They will take 10% of your money right out of the bank. Yeah. To which President Obama said, "You can do that?" I saw this in the paper today. Department of Agriculture wants to use our tax money to buy 400,000 tons of sugar to limit supply and boost prices so sugar producers can pay back government loans that they could default on. You follow me here on this? Okay. We loaned them money, and now we're giving them more money so they can pay back our loan. You see what he'll wonder why we're $16 trillion in debt. Anybody, any questions?
Yeah, it happened again. Lindsay Lohan had to go back to court a couple of days ago. And so they said, okay, this time, we're not kidding around, you're going to rehab for 90 days. Rehab for 90 days. Lockdown, you're not getting out 90 days. Lindsay said, okay, great. That night she went out and got drunk. I'm telling you, that's not the Lindsay I know.
Here's some celebrity news. Tiger Woods and professional skier Lindsay Vonn confirmed on Facebook that they are dating. Things are moving pretty quickly. Just today, he took her home to meet his other girlfriends.
Isn't that sweet? That's sweet.
Hey, actually, he took her to a kid's baseball game at school, and she stayed in the car because the mother, what's her name? What was the first wife's name?
Elin.
Yeah. She was at the game, so the new girl.
With the golf club? Hey, does anybody else think that this could be like repairing Tiger's image? You know, he was golfing with President Obama. Now he's got this respectable girlfriend. Do you think this is all part of his PR plan?
Guy's a cozy kind of a guy. He's a very coy guy. He's no dummy. No dummy at all. All right, so today, and I'm not sure we have time for this right now, but I'm going to send you to the video of the day at DougStephan.com. I'm going to actually play the audio here, but we don't have time. We'll do it later on, maybe in the next half hour. You remember Paul Harvey's God Made a Farmer? We actually had some. That got a lot of attention, I think, with the Super Bowl, if I'm not mistaken, in memory. And now there's a new video called God Made a Dog. And it is the most wonderful, maybe heartwarming, maybe there's a tear or two in it, but you ought to watch it and listen to it. The video of the day at DougStephan.com and God Made a Dog. I'm betting we'll have a lot of comments on that, Jennifer. 28 past the hour here on Good Day.
Discover card.
So that's it. I lost my job. My days of coaching football are over.
Well, that's tough, but you will bounce back. You've got our new IT card, so we'll lower your interest rate, lower your monthly payment, or find another way to help.
You'd do that for me?
Of course. You are a champion. Now, who are you?
A champion.
No, come on. Who are you?
A champion.
Who are you?
I'm a champion.
No, seriously, I need your name.
Oh, it's Steve.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Job loss support. Get the new IT card at Discover.com.
Staples has always made getting office supplies easy, and now we're making it easy to get everything for your break room, too, like Scott paper towel six-packs for $4.99.
Hey, ready for lunch?
Sure, just got to put on my lunch pants.
Lunch pants?
Yeah, to wipe my hands on. This office is always out of paper towels.
We got more from Staples, so keep your business pants on, please.
Your loss. For a limited time, get Scott Mega Roll paper towel six-packs for $4.99 at Staples. That was easy.
Offer is $3.23.13. Limit one per customer while supplies last.
Ah, the sound of small business getting busier. Can you tell which one is using AT&T? Truth is, they all are. Because businesses of all kinds can find AT&T customizable plans that fit their exact needs. Whether it's broadband, mobility, or nationwide voice, at AT&T, we can help your business get humming.
I need more receipt paper, please.
Call 1-855-877-4288 today and ask about special offers available for new small business packages. AT&T. Rethink possible.
GEICO presents a thank you letter from your motorcycle.
Hi, dear guy that sits on me. I just wanted to say thanks. Ever since you saved money on your motorcycle insurance with GEICO, we've been going out a lot more. The beach, the mountains, that curvy road that leads to the diner with the milkshakes you love. Look, the point is, you and me, we've become a biker buds. And I like it. I like it a lot.
GEICO could help you save on your motorcycle insurance. And that should make you and your bike very happy.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health, are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Doug Steffens' Good Day rolls right along, celebrating its 25th year.
Good day. It's 33 after the hour now on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Lots of surprises, things that are going on in the world that have people saying, huh? Uri Geller here in just a matter of moments to talk about some of those things that get you to go, huh? Meanwhile, the civil rights group Color of Change would like to see Cops, the show on Fox, put behind bars, so to speak. Color of Change has asked Fox, the network, not to renew its unscripted law enforcement show. It's calling upon advertisers to withdraw support. According to today's Hollywood Reporter, the group is sending supporters an email in which it asks them to sign a petition, basically to that effect. I don't know how many of you have seen this show. It's pretty raw, and it doesn't paint. There's a lot of negative focus on people of color, minorities, etc. And so in this circumstance, all right, so you don't like it, we're going to protest. That's the new American way. We don't like something, so let's protest it. Let's go to the streets. Freedom of speech, freedom of choice, freedom of whatever, except we don't have many freedoms anymore. Maybe this is one of those that we need to cherish. I think people, if they don't like what's going on, ought to speak up. And I think they ought to go to whatever you want to do. I've had people protest my program. If you imagine a program that is as sweet and sensitive, if I do say so myself, most of the time, not always. I got off on a toot here and there in my history and still do after having done this program for 25 years and spent 25 years before that doing other kinds of radio programs. I guess there's going to be a moment or two in time when I'm going to say something and then someone has to extricate my foot from my mouth. Nobody's perfect. Everybody makes mistakes. So nobody's ever gone after me because I don't make those mistakes continuously. Once in a while, they say something wrong, bad, embarrassing, whatever. But I say it every day, and so that's why people give me a pass. But some of the radio shows and some of the TV shows that are really raw get the ire of some people for various reasons, some groups. And so whether this is legitimate or not, I think anybody who's got a thought that wants to share it and exchange ideas, maybe something good comes of having a dialogue or a discussion about why it is the Color of Change doesn't like this show. Why don't you, you know, this would be a perfect time. I'd love to be on the road as a motivational speaker. I'd get people like this, get somebody from Fox on one side, get somebody from the show, I'm sorry, from this group, Color of Change, on the other side, and let them have a discussion. I'd be the moderator. What's good? What's bad? Why don't you like it? What can we do to fix it? You know, instead of all of this stuff back and forth, which amounts to nothing. Let's fix some problems. And that'll be one of the things we talk to Uri about in just a minute. Uri Geller joins me here on Good Day right after this.
If you've got a pre-owned GM vehicle, you test drove it, right? And if your car has OnStar, why not test drive it too? Just push the blue OnStar button and ask for 3 months on us. You'll get automatic help in a crash, turn-by-turn directions, roadside assistance, and monthly diagnostic checks, all at no cost and no obligation. Offer good on 2006 or newer digitally equipped GM models. Visit OnStar.com for coverage maps, details, and system limitations.
Because Jan switched to Geico and saved hundreds of dollars on car insurance, her savings account wants to take her to a fireworks show. But it can't. It's a savings account. It can't read where the next fireworks show is in the local paper. Switch to Geico, and every time you see extra money, you'll know your savings account wants to take you to a fireworks show. But remember, it can't. It doesn't know how to read. It is, however, happy that you're saving money.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Staples has always made getting office supplies easy, and now we're making it easy to get everything for your break room, too, like Scott paper towel six-packs for $4.99.
Hey, ready for lunch?
Sure, just gotta put on my lunch pants.
Lunch pants?
Yeah, to wipe my hands on. This office is always out of paper towels.
We got more from Staples, so keep your business pants on, please.
Your loss. For a limited time, get Scott Mega Roll paper towel six-packs for $4.99 at Staples. That was easy.
Offer is $3.23.13. Limit one per customer while supplies last.
At TurboTax, we know your paycheck is more than a number.
It's tutoring my students after school.
It's staying late at the office.
And it's grading papers on weekends.
You work hard to earn your money, and we're here to help you keep more of it. TurboTax has a personalized interview that helps you get deductions and credits specific to you. From school supplies to continuing education credits. So you get back every penny you deserve. TurboTax, the power to keep what's yours. Try it free at TurboTax.com.
This is your Daily High, and I'm Andy Greenberg. On your mark, get set, go. Now, the minute I said that, what were you thinking of? You were thinking of a lineup, and I said go. Here's my question. When we started running in our minds, did we set the pace, or did we instantaneously look around at what the other people on that line were doing? And the way we answer that, once again, defines our outlook on life. So, for example, when you heard the word go, if you looked around on everyone else, you know, that basically means you're a follower. However, if you said go, and you knew it was coming, because we're all familiar with on your mark, and you said when that person says go, I'm going to set the pace, I'm going to lead the way, then in fact you are a leader. You know what? When someone says go in life, don't look at what other people are doing. Get yourself internalized. Get yourself charged. Get yourself energized and go. This is Andy Greenberg. Enjoy your Daily High.
All right, now 20 and a half for the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Uri Geller, who is one of the most visible motivators in the world, is with me. We visit frequently because we are great friends, and most of you know who listen to my program. I love to have my friends on the program, people that are on the show. Either they are here because they were friends, or they're here because we've become friends, such as the case with Uri, who goes back with me to almost, what, 18 years, I think. Good Lord, if you think about it.
Yeah, 18 years. Isn't that amazing, Doug?
Listen, the news about Obama visiting Israel, is that headline news?
No, you know what is? Here's what I want. Let's talk about motivation. Murray is one of the foremost people in the world as far as motivation is concerned. So here's what the Israel Obama thing, people are talking about it. But you know what they're talking about more than that? They're talking about a television series that has been airing here on the History Channel in America called The Bible. And one of the characters in The Bible is played by a Muslim whose name I can't pronounce. But when you look at him and you put him next to a picture of Barack Obama, you think you're looking at the same person. So the controversy here has been Mark Burnett, who's an Englishman, is producing this show. And those who are detractors of Obama will say, yeah, look at him, he's just like Satan, I told you. And so it's a wonderful or sort of an amazing thing, Uri, when you look at something like this. First, you can easily Google. Just put, if you Google Obama/Satan, the stuff will come up because it's everywhere.
I've seen the picture yesterday, I think, either on CNN or Fox, where he wears a kind of a cap over his head, right?
Well, that's the guy, that's the fellow playing Satan. He's got sort of an Obi-Wan Kenobi, one of those, that's the bad guy on Star Wars. But the thing that really is intriguing for a lot of people is to understand whether or not somebody like Burnett would be motivated, because he so dislikes Barack Obama, to have a character. We all know how Satan played into biblical stories and still does today. So to make Obama look like, I mean, there are some people that think that Obama, they're trying to find some DNA connection between Obama and Hitler. Yeah, this kind of stuff. I mean, I'm not no great fan of Obama's, but I wonder at why people get so motivated, why they get so wrinkled up, why they are so apt to try to spend time discrediting somebody in this way.
Well, don't you remember the famous clip that we all watched when Chavez, and he was already very sick with cancer, was lecturing in the United Nations, and he said the devil himself was here yesterday. And obviously he was referring to President Bush.
Right.
Did you see that?
I did not.
Yeah, he was saying, can you believe it? I'm standing in the same place where the devil himself stood. And, of course, he was talking about President Bush and so on. But I think that in this case, this biblical figure, the actor, I think it's a sheer coincidence that they kind of look alike. And,
But what about people being, they're so eager to tear Obama apart? Maybe it just happens when you're visible. People like to knock you down no matter what, whether it's music or movies or politics or...
I see this all the time on American television, especially on one major network or cable channel, that it's kind of nonstop anti-Obama. And, you know, I just don't understand why people waste energy on negative emotions and negative thinking instead of just being positive and getting on with their lives. Because, you know, he's been, elected again. Yeah. He's the president. And, he'll stay there for another 4 years. But they're kind of getting at him constantly. Now, I'm not a great Obama fan either, simply because I do not believe that President Obama has done enough, although he's in my homeland right now, as we speak, and he's probably going to meet Benjamin Netanyahu, the Prime Minister of Israel, who is my friend. I've been Benjamin's friend for 40 years.
Yeah.
I spent many hours with him the last time Benjamin visited London. I just don't understand why Obama is creating obstacles for Israel, because we are so very deeply concerned about the Iranian nuclear program. And everyone is saying that it's around the corner. A year from now, they will have nuclear weapons, which will be very easy to attach on nuclear missiles and send them off. So I don't think that this current administration is doing enough
But the motivation here, let me tell you about the American media, how they've turned on Israel in a manner of speaking, with the exception of probably Fox News and others who are of that ilk. There is not a lot of support, maybe because it's Obama's turn at the wheel. Who knows what the influence is. But there has been a lot of negative press here that goes to Netanyahu, that goes to Israel, the state of Israel itself, and why it can't get along, why it always has to be lobbing bombs. It kind of is the same thing. There's a story here, it's the same mentality as what happened in Ohio. A young woman was raped, and the boys that raped her were found guilty this past weekend. And it's been, I don't know whether the news has gotten over there or not.
Yeah, I watched that.
Yeah, the news media here, way too many news media types, have said, oh, isn't it too bad, those poor boys, their lives will be ruined. And they didn't say anything about the girl that was raped. And that's sort of is what I think about Israel. The people who are thinking that the Palestinians are the victims here, I mean, both sides are victims, I guess, in a manner of speaking, but to have it all seem that Palestine is just a victim of Israel's aggression is just pure hocus-pocus BS.
Yeah, I absolutely 100% agree with you, Doug. And it's really to do with a massive PR move from all the, from most of the Arab nations to inject this and instill this notion that we are the enemy, that the Jews are the enemy, that Israel wants to kill.
The Jews are the enemy because the Palestinians made them the enemy when the Israel state in 1948 was declared. Other than that, there would never be any of this.
That is correct. And if you really want to know the biblical, journeys of the Jews, and we go back thousands and thousands of years, but there will always be this the war. It's so hard
What it is, Uri, is this lack of understanding, lack of knowledge, lack of teaching, that all of the major religions in the world were founded in a four square mile area of each other in Jerusalem. They're all brothers. They've been fighting like brothers and like family down the line. You're Semitic, they're Semitic, and, so under the circumstances, how do you make this all work? That's a question we can't resolve, but I want to leave it as we leave you for this moment in time. Check out Uri's website, URIGELLER, urigeller.com.
If you've got a pre-owned GM vehicle, you test drive it, right? And if your car is OnStar, why not test drive it too? Just push the blue OnStar button and ask for 3 months on us. You'll get automatic help in a crash, turn-by-turn directions, roadside assistance, and monthly diagnostic checks, all at no cost and no obligation. Offer good on 2006 or newer digitally equipped GM models. Visit OnStar.com for coverage maps, details, and system limitations.
Discover Card Cashback Concierge here.
Cashback Concierge? I have a concierge?
I know, it's exciting.
Wow! Wait, what is the Cashback Concierge?
Oh, well, there's lots of ways you can get cash back from Discover. I'm here to help you get the most bang for your buck. It's personalized, we won't try and sell you anything, and it's free.
Free? I want that.
Yeah, you do. High five me through the phone!
Yeah! I did it. Did you actually do it?
Oh, I did. I totally did.
Good.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Cashback Concierge. Get the new IT card at Discover.com.
Jay Farner here from Quicken Loans. We get a lot of tweets from folks that sound just like this. Jay, I bought my home in 2007. Since then, it's gone down in value. Now I owe more on my mortgage than my home is worth. Can I refinance? The answer may very well be yes. Recently, the government announced changes that may allow folks to refinance even if their home has lost value. For example, if you owe $300,000 on your mortgage, but your home's only worth $150,000, Quicken Loans may still be able to help you. Or if your current mortgage rate is higher than 3.99%, you've got to give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. So, if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, or if you owe more than your home is worth, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states and MLS number 3030.
Staples has always made getting office supplies easy, and now we're making it easy to get everything for your break room, too, like Folgers coffee for $6.99.
I'm going on a Staples run. Anyone need anything?
French roast.
Breakfast blend? Decaf?
I said Staples run, not coffee run.
Now Staples sells coffee supplies, so it's kind of the same thing.
Oh, yeah, I don't do coffee runs. Intern!
For a limited time, get Folgers Classic Roast Coffee for $6.99 at Staples. That was easy.
Offer is 3/23/13. Limit 1 per customer while supplies last.
If you've got a pre-owned GM vehicle, you test drove it, right? And if your car is OnStar, why not test drive it too? Just push the blue OnStar button and ask for 3 months on us. You'll get automatic help in a crash, turn-by-turn directions, roadside assistance, and monthly diagnostic checks, all at no cost and no obligation. Offer good on 2006 or newer digitally equipped GM models. Visit OnStar.com for coverage maps, details, and system limitations.
Staples has always made getting office supplies easy, and now we're making it easy to get everything for your break room, too, like Folgers coffee for $6.99.
I'm going on a Staples run. Anyone need anything?
French roast.
Breakfast blend? Decaf?
I said Staples run, not coffee run.
Now Staples sells coffee supplies, so it's kind of the same thing.
Oh, yeah, I don't do coffee runs. Intern!
For a limited time, get Folgers Classic Roast Coffee for $6.99 at Staples. That was easy.
Offer is 3/23/13. Limit 1 per customer while supplies last.
Are you or someone you love struggling with stress, anxiety, or less than perfect health? Hi, this is Pastor Jenny, and as a woman of faith, I spent many years in ministry burdened with anxiety and fear. But in 2010, I met Dr. Carolyn Dean, and I took her recommendation to try RNA drops. Within days of taking RNA drops, my anxiety began to lift. My joy was restored, and the peace of mind that I would have once called a miracle has now become normal to me. Discover what RNA drops can do for you. Order your free sample today at www.rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. There you can order a free 30-day trial size bottle of RNA drops by paying just shipping and handling. That's www.rnafreesample.com. Maybe there's a miracle waiting there for you.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free, a 24-day supply of food plus stove, cookpot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply, be in control, be self-sufficient, and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
After the hour now, as we continue, if you're just joining us, Warren Eckstein, who is your animal's best friend in oh so very many ways. Also, he is the promoter and producer of a great line, not a good line, but a great line of pet supplements called Hugs and Kisses, which you ought to explore and get. I feed them to Charlotte every day. The essence of kissing, and whether or not you get the cooties from your dog and or your cat or whoever it is, you have a lizard around, you want to kiss the lizard, is that a good idea or not? We'll find out from Warren in a moment here on Good Day.
the sound of small business getting busier. Can you tell which one is using AT&T? Truth is, they all are. Because businesses of all kinds can find AT&T customizable plans that fit their exact needs. Whether it's broadband, mobility, or nationwide voice, at AT&T, we can help your business get humming.
I need more receipt paper, please.
Call 1-855-877-4288 today and ask about special offers available for new small business packages. AT&T. Rethink possible.
Staples has always made getting office supplies easy, and now we're making it easy to get everything for your break room, too, like Scott paper towel six-packs for $4.99.
Hey, ready for lunch?
Sure, just gotta put on my lunch pants.
Lunch pants?
Yeah, to wipe my hands on. This office is always out of paper towels.
We got more from Staples, so keep your business pants on, please.
Your loss. For a limited time, get Scott Mega Roll paper towel six-packs for $4.99 at Staples. That was easy.
Offer is 3/23/13. Number one for customer loss. Supplies last.
Doug's Good Day program, 55 past the hour. Warren Eckstein is here. Is it a good idea to kiss your pet? I kiss Warren all the time. I kiss Charlotte all the time. Kiss Meredith all the time. Not necessarily with the same excitement, but anyway. So seriously, what's the deal with, we all, you know, the dog smells the poop, the dog smells the pee, the dog sticks his nose into this, that, or the other thing. It doesn't faze me. I kiss Charlotte all the time, but I don't know whether I'm being foolhardy or not.
Maybe it goes back to some of the dates I had when I was younger, Doug. But I've kissed an awful lot of dogs in my
dogs,
life.
Yeah.
I got it. You know, the bottom line is that I believe that it's actually safer, contrary to some other people, to kiss a dog than it is to kiss a human. Here's the reasoning behind it. If you look at a dog's teeth, yes, dogs get cavities, dogs have teeth problems and gum problems, but not as bad as people do. And the reason for that is dogs' teeth are generally further apart. Therefore, the bacteria doesn't build up as
food
much.
Food doesn't get stuck between them.
Exactly. Ah. The worst bites I've ever taken in my life were from, like, primates, and the reason for that is because their teeth are very similar to ours, and they're close together. So the bottom line is I think it's perfectly safe to kiss a dog, unless you have some immune disease or something like that, and if you don't want to kiss them on the lips, that's up to you, can kiss them on the forehead. But you know what? If you think about it, I've yet to see one dog give another dog a biscuit when they do something right. So the bottom line is simply this. When my dogs do something right, they rub against each other, they kind of lick each other, they kind of snuggle with each other. So that's how I've been using my training and behavior with over 40,000 dogs for a lot of years, Doug. Kissing and hugging is the way to go. So I'm a firm believer kissing a dog, kissing a horse, kissing whatever is a good idea.
You've had contact with 40,000
over 40,000, yeah.
How long have you been doing the pet? How long have you been doing this?
Well, I've been doing it professionally 30 years, but years ago I was the head instructor for the YMCA, so it would be nothing for me on a Thursday night to work with 300-400 dogs in one day.
Right.
Yeah, so yeah, over 40,000, yeah. And that's, I started when I was 11.
I don't know if you heard me tell a story earlier today, and not necessarily be a name dropper because I didn't recognize her myself. Pat Benatar sat behind me on the plane coming back to East Coast yesterday, and Charlotte was with me. She was sitting in my lap, and she stuck her nose between the seats to see, because Pat Benatar had patted her, and her husband, I think, did too. And so I was thinking about how animals and people on planes get the... At first, the woman at the desk went bananas when I walked up on, to, I mean, in my record in American was the fact that I was taking a dog on the plane with me. And so, but the woman said, oh, this is not German. She went around. She finally went down. The pilot, when he was going on to the plane, looked at the dog. Oh, what a cute dog. And the flight attendants, what a wonderful dog. And so this woman at the desk is trying to make this big deal out of it. And finally, the captain and the stewardess, the head attendant says, what are you doing? Bring the dog on the plane. And she sat in my lap and went to sleep. She's very good. She's not fazed at all by it. What do you recommend to people who do bring their dogs onto planes as to how to take care of those who don't understand that it's going to be okay that they're on the plane with them?
If, in fact, you can take your dog on board with you, that's great. I'm not a fan. I've driven cross-country 6 or 7 times in the last couple of years because I refuse to fly my dogs
right. Underneath, yeah, exactly. That's what I was doing, too.
Just won't do it.
Right.
What you want to do is, and something I recommend, in fact, I got a call on my show last week. Someone was going to fly for the first time with their dog, and they wanted some tips. First of all, I told them to take the dog to the airport the week before every day for a few minutes so he gets used to the sound of the planes, gets used to the smell of the jet fuel.
Yeah, yeah.
And then what I would recommend is you take the dog, make sure he fits under the seat, put a blanket in there, and freeze some water in a bowl so it kind of melts gradually so it has something to lick on.
All right, lots of good information.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.